Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been speaking this week about having a heart of gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of praise. God has called us to be a thankful people, a people whose lips are filled with praise for Him every day. I started this week by sharing with you the importance of teaching our children, our families, good manners. Things like thank you, please, pardon me, excuse me. How is it when little Johnny comes up and asks for a cookie? Do you just give him a cookie? When he says, Mom, I want a cookie. You give him a cookie, and then he runs off and runs out the door and says nothing, goes out and plays? Oh, I hope not. I hope you've taught him to say, please, may I have a cookie? And if you okay it, then when you give him a cookie, he needs to say, thank you, and then be on his way. But not until he says, thank you. Is that important? You better believe it, it's important. It's important that we all, even adults, learn to be a thankful people. We've been talking about that all week long. And it's not just manners, folks. It's a way of life. Because we need to be a grateful people. The Bible speaks pretty strongly about those who are ungrateful, those who are not thankful. In the New Testament, they're listed with those who are unholy, who are proud, boasters, blasphemers, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Unthankful people are listed right there with all the others. Pretty serious. Well, I ask you a question this week. What would you like to thank God for? If you want to thank God today for something, what comes to your mind? Well, it's good and it's right that we thank God for a beautiful day. It's good and it's right that we thank God for the rain we had yesterday or whenever you had the last rain. You know, crops thrive on rain. We need it. It's good to thank God for plenty to eat and all those things. But I'm telling you, God is much, much more personal than that. We say that we believe that God dwells within the heart of every believer. But what does that look like to you? How do you experience God every day in your life? Do you? And I know that there are different answers to that, but I've shown you this week at least one way that you can experience God every day. The Bible says in Psalm 103 that God pities His children. Those that fear Him, those that love Him, God pities them. Just like an earthly father pities his children, God pities His children. He has mercy on them. He has compassion on them. He pities them. God does things for us. Imagine having a father that would come to you daily, not once a week, once a month, every 6 months, every day. Having a father that would come to you every day, place his arm on your shoulder and bless you with kind, loving words of encouragement and affirmation. Or a father that pities you when you make a mistake or a bad choice, and you have to suffer the consequences of that choice. But then the father comes right along beside you and walks with you through the difficult consequences of your bad choice and helps you bear your burden. Well, that's who our Heavenly Father is. And we need to believe that. I dare you to believe it. Please believe it. Because that can be a reality in your life. We need to learn to see and recognize the blessings that God, the God things that God does for us every day. And I'm telling you, they abound. There's loads of them. And as you learn to see them and recognize them, and then thank God for them, you're going to recognize them more and more and more. And I gave you some examples. Last couple of days we talked about some. Things like, suddenly you remember you had forgotten something. So you turn around, you go back and get it. And you weren't very far from home, or maybe you were a couple steps out of the house, and you suddenly, oh, that's right, I need to take this with me. Oh, wasn't it nice you remembered that? Oh, no, it wasn't you that remembered it. God put that in your head, in your heart, in your mind. You better stop right there and thank God for it. That was a blessing from Him. You were supposed to call someone. You almost forgot. Suddenly you remembered that. Oh, that's right, I was supposed to call them. So you get out your cell phone and you call them. Oh, no, you didn't just remember to call them. I'm telling you, God put that in your heart and your mind. Isn't that neat of God? That's how personal he is, folks. I'm telling you, he's that personal. He does those little things for us every day, and he does dozens of those for us. Seriously, he does. On and on and on and on I could go. Illustration after illustration, the things that God does for you every day. You may have had a situation where you had a piece of equipment that you bought some years ago. You might have bought it used. Maybe it was a lawn tractor to mow your grass, and it served you well. But there were some things starting to go wrong with it. So you take it to a local farm machinery sale to get it off your hands. And surprise, it sells for more than what you paid for it 7 years ago. You better stop right there and thank God for that surprise. You know, God does those things. I'm telling you, he does. I can just see God smiling with delight as you're recovering from the shock of that experience. What a blessing. Wow, we got lucky. That thing just really sold for a good price. Oh, no, you didn't just get lucky. God did that for you. He loves to delight in you. Things like that. That's who God is. I'm telling you, he does those things. You know, how things happen. You get this toothache, and it's been giving you pain for the last couple of days, so you're taking Tylenol or ibuprofen or something, to some other kind of a painkiller to get you through till you can get an appointment at the dentist. But, you know, we all know how it is. We have busy schedules, and we keep putting it off. However, last night it got so bad you could hardly sleep, and now you know what you got to do. You're going to have to go throughout the day, and you're not going to be able to get to see the dentist immediately. So you call them, knowing that usually it takes a day or two to get scheduled in, but not that day. But when you call, they just happen to have a cancellation, and they can see you in a couple hours. Wow, isn't that neat? Oh, no, it didn't just happen that they had a cancellation. God orchestrated that for you. Stop right there and give him thanks. I'm telling you, those things happen in our lives every day, folks. Every day. The myriads of things that God does for us, we simply don't see them. We don't recognize them as God things. We say, oh, it just happened. Oh, it was just coincidence. Oh, it was just this. It was just that. No, it wasn't. Let's learn to say, God did them for us. We have to open our eyes and see those things. That's who God is. God does those things for us. You know what it's like? You're 500 miles from home on a vacation with the family. And it's a Saturday afternoon. And you have another 4 hours yet to your friend's house where you plan to spend the night. And as you're driving along, guess what? The van suddenly shuts off. Well, after numerous tries, you finally get it started, and you're able to baby the thing off to the next exit and into a minute market, and it goes no further. And as you wonder, what are you going to do next? You notice a garage across the way, and luckily for you, the doors are open. Sure enough, someone's there. They find your problem, and you're off again in another hour and a half. Wow, wasn't it just lucky we got off there? Come on. No. It wasn't just coincidence. It wasn't just lucky. God orchestrated that for you. He blessed you with that. It was not just lucky that the garage was open. Please, please, stop right there and offer a prayer of thanks to God. God, thank you. This could have happened out in the middle of Timbuktu, who knows where, and we'd be sitting for who knows how long, but here we are. Sure, we had a problem, but we got fixed up in short order. God, thank you. I'm telling you, God does that for you. Do you see where I'm going with this? Are we thankful enough? Really? It's important, folks. It's imperative that we consistently stop and thank God for his goodness and for his wonderful works in our lives. And as we do that, it creates within you and me a consciousness of God's presence with us day by day. How many times does God do something for you in a day? Well, I've learned something in my experience in these things. Having a consciousness of God's very presence with us on a daily basis, it's an incredible deterrent to yielding to temptations. Temptations lose their power when God is very close to you. How can you dare to yield to a temptation when only a few minutes before God blessed you with something special and you thanked Him for it? Does that make sense? You follow what I'm saying? So, how can we be more conscious of those God things in our lives? I'm convinced that we don't see half of them. Jesus told us, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. So, my advice is to ask God in prayer to open your eyes of understanding, to see and recognize those things that He does for us every day. But listen, when God shows them to you and you experience them, by all means, stop and thank Him immediately, even for the trivial little things. After all, every good and perfect gift cometh from above. I'm not perfect in this whole area that I've shared with you this week. I still have room to grow, but I can tell you this. Since I've chosen to live this way, it has made a huge difference in my relationship with my Father. I feel much closer to Him than when I took those things for granted before. Let's not be to God like the little boy who went to his mommy. She gave him a cookie, and he took it and immediately ate it and turned and went on his way without a single word of thanks. Let's not be like that to God. Let's open our eyes, folks. Let's see the things God does for us and thank Him. Let's be a thankful, grateful people. It's imperative, folks. God bless you.